You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
PANTS!
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a Alicia Haley night.
I'm dying to hear what you think that is. What is it? What happened?
Well, Anna's out of town working, and I'm left to my own devices here. We usually have a stocked fridge because Anna is so good at keeping the stocked fridge stocked. I'm like you, Alicia. I never go into a grocery store. I loathe.
I've never seen you in one. Have we ever even been in one together?
I have no idea. I actually went to the new Erewhon last weekend.
It's the best.
And I have to say, it's kind of fabulous. But it's I also amazing. Went on off hours, so it wasn't crowded. I could only imagine what it's like on a Saturday. Forget it.
The aisles are small. I mean, but they made their grocery carts smaller, I think. Listen, I'm not going in that store loading my shopping cart up because it's so expensive there.
You'll go broke.
Yeah, but it's fun to go in and pick like three things that are going to be amazing to eat
Exactly. Either
that day or the next day.
Exactly. Exactly. I went there last week. I got some snacks. I was very excited about these snacks.
The best snacks there.
But I plowed through them and they're way gone. Those things were over by Tuesday. So
what did you get? Give a little. I want to hear.
I got these really good air puff things.
Uh-huh.
You'd know what they are. I don't know the name of it, but they're like air puffs.
I love that aisle. Just that whole dry snack aisle is my favorite.
Fun dry snacks. I got oat milk, ice cream sandwiches.
Oh,
those
Kate.
Things are way gone.
Good
I destroyed
one.
Those.
What was the sandwich part made out of?
The brownie.
Like a straight up like kids ice cream sandwich. Okay.
Like an ice cream sandwich, but the Erewhon version of that.
Yeah,
so
right.
The asshole version of
totally.
An ice cream sandwich. Anyway, everything was great. My point is I plowed through those snacks. Anna's out of town. And I was working yesterday and I fully lost track of time. So around 8 o'clock, I thought, oh, I should probably eat dinner.
Starving. Yeah.
Yeah. So I opened the fridge to just a barren landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like upsetting.
Yeah. You're like, where's Anna?
And I couldn't for the life of me order Postmates. I'm just kind of over. I can taste the Postmates before I order it, which means that.
Because you have certain limitations within your area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just kind of over all of the options.
You've gone through them all.
And so I pulled Alicia and I went into the pantry and I thought, Skinny Pop.
This will be good.
This is good.
Yeah. Well, and
I didn't even have a fun drink. I had to, I
what?
Was just drink. Yeah. I ran out of my lemonade and all of my
How'd
fun
you
drinks.
Wash just, it down.
I just had.
Were you choking on it?
No, I just had my water, but I thought, wow, this is upsetting, but
wow,
it's also.
Skinny Pop and water. That's even worse than me.
But it's oddly karmic.
Yeah.
I deserved it.
You did. Cause I get a lot of flack for my Skinny Pop. By the way, that is not my favorite popcorn. I will say it. Although I do think. It was started by two lesbians.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite popcorn then?
And I think they made like $500 billion when they sold it.
I'm sure
I might
they
have
did.
This story wrong. We should look it up. But I do think that it was two lesbians out of Chicago getting very specific with my...
Can you tell me what your favorite brand is then?
Because... Yeah, it's the Buddha. It's the one with the Buddha.
No.
That's made out of coconut oil.
No.
And Himalayan salt.
Really? That's your favorite?
Yeah. And also the cats. Oh, sorry. The cats and Banjo love it. We all love it.
Mo loves it.
Yeah,
she loves
see?
Popcorn.
Yeah. But they especially like the coconut. They like that flavor.
I've tried that said brand.
Mm-hmm. It's not your favorite.
No.
But Erwin has, they have some really trippy popcorn. They have one with like a lot of...
They have some trippy everything in there.
Can I tell you the company that I learned from our scripty Diane that now I'm like, I can't believe you told me about this place because now I can't stop.
What?
It's called Who. It's like H-U, but the U is like a hand like this.
Oh, of course.
They make the best stuff.
They make amazing chocolate.
It's shocking. And I guess it's in New York. It's been around for a while.
I don't even like chocolate, but I like that chocolate.
Oof.
It's great.
That's on the way. And at Erwin on the way out, you know how you like weave through the aisle and they're like, it's like snack overload because they're like, on the way out, don't forget to buy
the greatest
3 pounds of chocolate. And you're like, I think I will.
Diane also pointed me in the direction of a really good burger joint called Hi-Ho or Hi-Lo. Mm,
that's over by there.
Yeah. Because Diane, we're neighbors, by the way. We live very close. We're going to take our dogs out together.
She knows that whole spot. Melissa?
Hi.
I have some Skinny Pop news.
What is it?
Oh, you have Skinny Pop news. Okay, go.
Yes. So it was founded by a man and a woman. The woman may be a lesbian. I can't confirm.
Well, we don't need to publicly out her if she's not ready.
But, but they sold it for $1.6
billion. Billion, see?
Wow. Yeah.
Popcorn. Somebody said, I'm going to make really good popcorn. I'm going to figure out the perfect formula and... How before they sold it for 1.6, how many years did they have that?
Let me see.
It's the best popcorn. It has the best bite, the best taste.
If there are any entrepreneurs out there.
5 years.
Five years. And they made $1.5 billion. If there are any entrepreneurs out there that would like to get in touch with me that are very good with this kind of thing. If you want to start a popcorn line, I'm interested. Just going to put that out there. Okay.
Did you hear about, we talked about Dolly Parton. And the
I know
the Dolly wigs for the pets.
The Dolly wigs for pets.
The fact that you were ahead of Dolly Parton in something, you should just take that with pride.
Well, it was in my line. There was a Dolly wig. So I was upsetting.
I think my cat wore that.
I think so. I think what's really upsetting is I had one of those $1.6 billion ideas. I just couldn't find the right person to help me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, Kate, with this personality that I seem to have. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I think like, oh, that's a good idea. And I come up with these weird ideas that if I had the right means, I guess you could say, I could probably do better financially in life. Mm-hmm. I'm like an idea girl. But, you know, I bet there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of great ideas.
Yeah.
But I feel very confident in these things. And I also have the personality that will just go forward with them and try. I just don't have any business acumen or like have a good, like solid.
Right.
I'm not Harvard educated. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, but if you could match me up with a person like that.
Well, you're preaching to the choir. I'm not Harvard educated.
I know, You don't have this quality, this idea quality thing that I have where you're like, you know what I mean? I'm like a dreamer. And if you put like a dreamer with a business person, I think like much like maybe this Skinny Pop partnership was, look at them now. They're living high on the hog.
It's the best popcorn.
I found a link that said the LGBTQ co-founder of popcorn firm Skinny Pop is purchasing a $10.6 million home in Chicago. So you're right.
I was right. I just was one lesbian short of being right.
So the owner isn't a lesbian?
They're from Chicago. Yes. One of them.
I see. So there's three.
There's two. There's a man and a woman.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe I should talk to her. Maybe she listens to Pants.
I got lost in the lesbian maze of Skinny Pop. I can't But it's okay. It doesn't matter. The point is, one of them bought a $10 million place in Chicago.
Wow, you're really behind. It's like you're like 1 minute behind everything we're saying.
I have two brain cells left and they're fighting. So my apologies if I'm slow on the uptake today.
Also, what comes with this personality that I have, I don't know. I'm kind of high maintenance in this. Are you high maintenance in any areas? I asked this as I laughed. Sorry. I couldn't even get the question out.
Am I high maintenance in any areas, any particular areas?
Yeah. Where do you?
Yes.
Because I'm going to just sit here and talk about myself if you don't jump in.
I'm just looking for an opening.
Okay. Uh-huh.
High maintenance with any. Yeah, of course. Of course. You want specifics?
No, let's just wrap it up. Thanks, everybody. That's
okay. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Just yes, no answers are great. They're right. Exciting.
All right, then buckle in. It's a long answer. I like things clean.
I mean, we all, me and the pants crowd know this, but go ahead.
But I'm high maintenance in my in the cleanliness department. I cannot function in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy overflowing loads of laundry. I don't like unmade beds. I don't like seeing hair on the ground. I don't like products all over the bathroom. Some people would say, I don't mind that. I don't really care. And they're low maintenance about it. Where for me, it messes with my brain where I think, no, clean it out, clean it up.
So are you high maintenance to Anna? Like, would she rather live where you're sort of like difficult in her eyes? Where
I'm sure Anna thinks I'm a huge pain in the ass, but she loves me anyway. I know I'm not.
Sadly, we can't bring her in the room to really ask her. But
she's in Ohio at the moment. So no, sadly, I'm high. How else am I high maintenance? I don't like tomatoes. Yeah, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like gooey seeds in the center of the cucumbers. It's very childish, but these are things that get
you probably
me out.
Hate okra now that I'm thinking
I
about
it. I do not like okra.
That must be your worst nightmare.
I do not enjoy it. And I wish I did because I know it can be made in all these amazing ways. Not a fan. Yeah, not a fan. Don't love pickles.
Kim loves an okra, pickled okra. Sometimes I'll see it in the fridge.
She
I'm like,
probably
huh.
grew up with it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. There's more about you that's high maintenance. I guess I'm looking for new ones that I don't know.
Of course. High maintenance. You're right. I wish Anna was here because she'd say, pull up a chair. Let me get a pen. If you take the focus off of me for a second, I'll come up with some new
ones. Oh, you
ones.
Want me to talk? Okay.
Well, I want you to talk until I interrupt you with another. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra
many.
Brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
I feel like aesthetically opinionated about a lot of things. I feel not that I'm snooty, but I just it's all subjective. Someone could hate my taste. Someone could despise it, actually. They could just say that is so ugly to me, Leisha. But in my eyes, but it is because I feel like I need things. I need like nooks and crannies of my life to always be pretty. And I actually drive myself crazy with it too. And I try to tell myself to relax. Because it's sort of almost high maintenance in my own brain.
That sounds more judgmental.
It's not, because I do it to myself. Like I need things to be pretty. Oh, you did what?
Thought of another one.
What?
Details. That sounds very broad, okay. But details. I'm very high maintenance about details. And I mean that on myself and on everything else that I encounter in life. Details. I'm high maintenance on details. And if the details don't make sense to me, I can't sit by idly and say, okay, well, I'll let that slide.
Can you dig a little deeper so we understand what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
I can't. I wish I could. It's just I suppose details translates to expectation or to thinking, why can't this be
details
better?
Details of like...
of everything. Like, why can't this be better?
What though? Don't you have the ability to make it better?
Sometimes, and sometimes it's out of my wheelhouse and I can't.
Huh.
Because either I don't know how to, or I'm not in charge of this thing, or I don't have the capability to, but I see this said thing, whatever it is. And I'm like, this could be so much better.
Why don't you just make it better?
Why is it not?
I guess I'm confused by that.
Well, because I am not always in charge of making it better.
Okay. Details, high maintenance details. So you're high, how does that make you high maintenance? Like some in somebody's eyes, they would be like, okay, I get it. The details, Kate, I get it. Like that?
I know. It's just, I suppose possibly it's expectations.
In your eyes?
I have high expectations on, and then, and that reflects in the mirror back to myself as well.
You have high expectations makes you high maintenance. Okay. So you, does that carry through life?
Probably. I don't even know if it's, I.
Like, do you have that like with Anna, like on a Sunday, you're like, I have high expectations. And then if they're not lived out, you're like, details, this should be better. Our Sunday should be better.
No, it's usually around projects that I have that, whether it's home stuff, work stuff, any of that. I just have high expectations.
So you, I see.
Like I expect things to be a certain
way.
It
sounds like you expect things to be perfect. Which would fall in line with high maintenance.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
But you know what? Life isn't perfect, Kate.
I know it's not. I know.
Also,
I know.
There are so many more important things to worry about. This is the I give myself this talk.
I know. And I'm learning.
You have
to let certain things go because I think this isn't going to matter. In a year, 2 years, it's not going to fucking matter.
None of it matters, really. I mean, if you want to get really...
kick back and relax.
Deep.
You're right. You're absolutely right. None of it matters. Since you asked such a self-provoking...
I wish I could get...
internal question.
In your answer...
I was trying to dig a little deeper.
I could get more details. If you want to talk about details. But I understand that you don't want to give them.
I just... the list is long.
Okay.
The list is long.
So do you spend time worrying about that stuff? Or what do you spend time worrying about?
You seem like a worrier.
I do. I'm not a worrier at all.
Maybe not. I'm a worrier. My mom, from when I was a little kid, would always say, Kate, you borrow trouble.
Yes, I agree with Mary. You do. You make things.
I borrow trouble.
You've like fret about a lot of things that I'm like, let it like roll off your shoulders.
I fret over a lot of stuff. Yeah. Fred over.
Yeah, you carry things around with you that you don't need to. I see you get very anxious about things that I'm like, let it go.
I know. I admire your mindset of saying, let it go.
Well, it's not that I have the answers here and I'm preaching. I just, you know, I don't want you to like worry yourself into oblivion here where I'm like, where'd she go? You worry. You have like a worry times 10 problem.
Yeah, I always worry.
So you had it since you were a kid?
I'm a Capricorn.
You do?
We worry about things. We anticipate things. And so we try to get ahead of stuff by worrying about it.
How does that work? How does this?
It's just a quality we carry if you're born at the end of December to mid-January.
Does Sometimes it do you any good? It does?
It
How?
Works. No, no, it doesn't. I don't like a pit in my stomach feeling. I don't wake up thinking, I hope I feel that again today. But at times it can help you strategize solving something ahead of time by anticipating.
But I thought isn't that like
certain things that might not happen.
I'm sure there's a million books on this, but actually isn't worrying counterintuitive to like fixing the problem? Like it actually doesn't, it actually gets in the way of fixing the problem.
Well, I worry about something, and that's part of my worry is also fixing.
Right, but you're spending so much time worrying that you're not fixing, I think is what I'm trying to say.
I've learned to do both simultaneously. They kind of, like, it's like if I had a scale with my emotions on either side, I'd say they're pretty balanced. Sometimes one skews the other more, but they go hand in hand.
And are you mostly finding that what you worry about ends up not being the thing you should have worried about anyway once it happens? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
And then you spent weeks and weeks worrying about the thing.
However, there are other times where I think, I'm glad I thought about this ahead of time and I worried about this thing because I was able to get around it. I was able to solve it. I was able to anticipate what I was worrying about happening.
How many times out of all the times is that the outcome?
It's happened sometimes, yeah. 100%. 100%.
I feel like...
But I respect your not worrying philosophy where you think, ugh, forget it. I really, really want you to put that feeling in a bottle.
It sounds to me like a lot of wasted time that I'd rather be doing other things. Whatever happens on Tuesday, if I sit here all day Sunday worrying about Tuesday, I didn't spend Sunday and Monday very well.
Oh, if you worry enough, it becomes like a honed muscle. That you're able to pretty much multitask.
Yeah, but Tuesday's coming anyway, I guess. It's coming. Tuesday's going to happen. It's all happening on Tuesday. So wasting your Sunday worrying about Tuesday doesn't help. Now, if you're proactive and spending your time like working on Tuesday, that's one thing. But if you spend your time worrying about Tuesday, I don't know why I picked Tuesday.
That's why I'm saying you can do both simultaneously. It's like a muscle. It's like when you work that muscle and you're like, wow, that muscle is really strong. I can worry and be proactive at the same time. They kind of balance each other out. It's just overanalyzing.
Yes,
analyze everything. I will take something apart and analyze it 20 different ways to Sunday. Anything and everything.
Do you sorry, Jim, like I'm a shrink today.
I know. Why am I in the hot seat? I feel
I'm not. Listen,
like there should be a spotlight on my face in a dark room sitting on a stool.
I worry. I do worry. I worry about money. I always think the rug's going to be pulled out from under me. I think the house is going to fall and the bank account's going to be empty. And I worry about things like giant things more than like next week.
Well, it depends on what's happening next week.
No, but I really do. It's
what if you have a meeting with the bank next week?
Okay, good point.
You might worry about that.
Yeah, mine would be in sort of worldly worry more than a day to day worry. Yeah,
an
more like that.
Existential worry, like what's happening to the state of this country, what's happening to the world.
Yeah, bigger things that are so out of my control that I worry that like. We're all going to be fighting over water in, you know, 10 years. Like, that'll hit me and I'll be like, but I don't worry about something coming this week. I don't know why I keep using a weekly example, but you know what I'm saying.
I think we got to the center of that Tootsie Pop.
Let's keep licking it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Do you worry out loud? Do you share? Are you a, hey, everybody, let me worry out loud person? Or do you internalize?
No. No, I like to suffer in silence. Certain people, if I trust you immensely, I'll share, but not usually. Because it probably sounds insane. It's not something that one can verbalize. Maybe it would help to say it out loud because you think, wow, that's a really irrational train of thought that you had in your brain kicking around.
But this is where I go with what I was talking about earlier. I have a lot of internal conversations.
That's why one of the many things I love about Anna is that she's such a beautiful neutralizer. She has such rationality and she has such a pragmatic approach to things, which I think I have too, but she has that in spades.
She's like, Gaethje, don't worry about it.
Gaethje. But there is a, I don't know how, she neutralizes if I share it with her. I'll usually be chewing on it for a while. And Anna's like, oh, what is that big brain cooking up now?
No, I can see it in you too. I'm like, that's when I pull you aside. I'm like, You okay? Right. You doing okay? And you're like, yeah. And then maybe an hour later, you'll come in my trailer or you'll call me or wherever we are.
Yeah.
You know what it is. We're going to be fine, Kate. It's all going to be fine.
You're right. And that's the thing. And that's, I'll tell you, the one thing I always say to myself is this really going to matter in a month from now, in a year from now? And when I really put myself in the place a month or a year later from whatever that given circumstance is, the answer is always no.
No. I do think things matter. I don't want to sit here and say that life is meaningless. I mean, I think what we do matters. You know how you sometimes read in the newspaper, like somebody who's like 106 or, you know, 100 or 104, like what advice would you give people after you've lived this like amazing life? And a lot of times they come and a lot of times it's worry less.
I know. And you know what? They should know. They know better than the rest of us. It's just an ingrained.
Well, it's
quality.
About quality, you know, how you spend it. How much are you going to torture yourself here?
Yeah.
I just don't want you to dwindle away.
I won't dwindle away. I promise. I'll call you instead when Anna's out of town.
You can always download with me. I can take it.
I think we download to each other quite a bit, right? I can take your stuff too.
Yeah.
Because when you get dark, like you do have stuff and you operate on this certain frequency. But when you drop,
It's not cute.
It's real. And what I don't think people realize about you is that it's very hard to turn you back over once you've
seen the
had
light.
It up to here with something. Does that make sense?
The way I always look at it is like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. That's how I am. So it's not that I'm not unforgiving, because I'm very forgiving. In fact, I'm so forgetful, I forgot you did something to me or that it happened at all. So I don't hold grudges, but I can't unsee something.
And in turn,
I like, what is it? Why do you keep turning? Is that me, the crab?
It's you. Like, I've seen this in you in life. I've just seen this with you, with people, with circumstances. I've just seen it. And people, And whoever's on the receiving end of that
is shocked.
It's always like, wow, what's, I haven't heard from Leisha in a while. What's wrong with Leisha? And I'm thinking, and I always am like, she's gone and she's not coming back. You lost her.
Kate, you really make me sound, I'm not cutting, I don't cut people off.
You know, it's not cutting. It's just okay. You're not cutting and you're not punitive. It's just,
punitive.
Like you
right.
said, once you see it, you can't unsee it and you act accordingly. And it's like, yep. She saw it.
Right. And I'm very patient. So that whatever that thing was, that person or thing was given a lot of opportunities.
And they're shocked when bubbly, happy Leisha isn't at the front door saying, oh my God, what are we doing today? Hi. Everyone's like, where'd she go? And then you slink off quietly. Weeks, months, whatever goes by. Haven't seen Leisha in a while. Yeah, you have.
And I like that they're always saying it to you.
Yeah. So, you probably won't. I should call her. You could try. Yeah. I'm not breaking the news to them.
No, you don't have to.
I'm staying out of it.
Wow, we really aired some dirty laundry today.
Did we? You started it.
I didn't mean to.
Is there anything else you want to dive into the psychology of? I mean, why not?
No, because I'll tell you why. I just talked about that today, because we can't talk about what we really would love to talk about, because everything we do is a secret until November.
Is the CIA this bad or MI6?
I figure probably,
I'm willing to
yeah.
bet it's maybe on the same level.
Imagine
maybe
being a
severe.
Spy in a marriage. I always loved those movies.
Me too.
Like Mr.
Although
and Mrs.
I didn't
Smith.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I thought it was dumb.
Oh, I liked it. But I mean, I like that concept where somebody's, I heard a podcast once, don't remember. Sorry, I can't recommend it because I don't remember the name. But the wife of in this couple for 20 years was a spy the entire time. And
so neat.
It was a therapy session and she's finally told her husband.
That's so neat.
But she was like, I save the lives of millions of people every day.
That's so interesting. And she can't talk about it.
She can't talk about it. So
any of it.
So whatever we have going on is like,
oh yeah, it's small potatoes.
Child's play.
I know that woman wouldn't give us the time of day if she met us. She's like, uh-huh, yeah.
She felt hilarious. But one day we'll talk about all of it. Okay, everybody.
Is that it? No. Oh, we're done?
Yeah.
Well, that was the fastest 30 minutes of my life. I didn't even realize it was 30 minutes. I wasn't looking at the clock.
Maybe you needed it. Maybe you needed to talk. It's like a good therapy session. You know, you get it, you leave and you're like, that felt good. It wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't help you any, but.
I don't think it was a therapy session.
Okay.
It was just, let's just acknowledge qualities that we carry around that we're old enough to acknowledge and say, okay, this is a part of my makeup.
Yeah. And we have qualities that are high maintenance. But doesn't everybody? I'm sure everybody has one in their own way.
Yeah, like what level of high maintenance are we
talking? What are yours? Let's put that out there as a question. What are your
high maintenance things?
Yeah, what are some qualities about you that are high maintenance?
Maybe some people are high maintenance about technology. There are certain things they need.
Of course. Of course they're out there.
Right? Like it's not Kardashian level high maintenance. It's just everyday life high maintenance that you think to yourself, I care about this, but the person next to me probably doesn't care whatsoever.
I like Kardashians was, that's like your level of, when you think of high maintenance.
I'm just.
There's a lot of in-betweens.
There is, but I just was going from one extreme to something I think a little more relatable. That's all.
Anything? Did you want to close out?
We love you, Pockets.
We love you, Pockets. Until next week.
Next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Kate Menig and me, Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa DeMonts. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow Pants on Instagram at The Pants Pod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.